Hills Podcasting, coming to you from the beautiful state of South Dakota. This is Scott Prentice. Let's go ahead and mash it up.
Let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Welcome, everybody. How's everything going out in the world? I hope fine. I hope this podcast finds your family happy and healthy. We're just kicking back here and getting some groove on. I'm just having a great time. I haven't got a podcast out in a while. I'm not doing very good at all of making my daily quota, so please forgive me. Been working on a lot of videos in blackhills.tv, and that's going really good. I'm really excited about the new Apple iPod. I'm sure everybody out there's in the same heightened awareness as I am for crying out loud. Apple, way to go. You know, it wasn't too many podcasts ago I predicted that they'd come out by January 16th. I actually said Christmas, and somebody else said January 16th, and I quoted that as that's probably a strong prediction. And so I'm very excited. Can't wait for Santa Claus. You know, this is going to be some exciting stuff. I think the technology age is just coming full circle. We've got some really exciting things happening with technology. But what in the heck is wrong with General Motors and Ford? How come they can't come up with a car that does 90 miles to the gallon? I mean, they're still selling SUVs that get 12. I mean, you know, the Model T Ford got better gas mileage than that. I read a story one time, and it read like the construction of a NASA space shuttle. And at the very end of this story, they were describing a Model T Ford. And, you know, come on. We put a man on the moon. We've got jets that fly, you know, sub-supersonic, almost the speed of light, and we can't come up with a vehicle that gets over 50 miles to a gallon, and then we got to call them a hybrid and stick a battery pack in them? Come on, for crying out loud. I think there's guys out there, I've heard the stories, and I know you all have too, that there's guys out there in their little garages, and they're building these carburetors, and they get, you know, just an exorbitant amount of fuel economy, and General Motors finds out and secretly comes in and sabotages these carburetors and stuff. And, you know, I don't know if there's any truth to these stories, but it sure makes good for the rumor mill, I guess. Well, I hope you like the mashups. I'm getting them from mashuptown.com. Pretty exciting stuff going on there. And we are in mountain lion season, bringing you up to date. We've got an 11 underneath the pelts now. I mean, they're really out there cleaning house. I figured that maybe they'd get 8 all year long, and you know, we're going into our maybe third week now, and we've got 11 of them knocked down. You know, and to those animal lovers out there, I'm sorry, but we have a problem here in the Black Hills. And a lot of people say, no, we don't. But we have people that come, wake up in the morning, and they're standing on their back porch looking in a screen door. And I've seen the pictures. And, you know, we got tracks around here. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize anymore for killing mountain lions, but I know they're majestic creatures. They're very beautiful. And they're not kitty cats. Well, so get your 30-06s and come on up to South Dakota and let's do some mountain lion hunting. I think the permits are fairly inexpensive. Ours, I think. Don't quote me on this. My wife got it, but I think it was $5. My God. The ammo costs more than that. Well, hey, if you guys have any requests, you want me to, you know, change the dialogue here, you want me to focus on anything that's going on in the Black Hills, or you want me to, you know, just pay attention to something and put it out to the world, boy, I'd be happy to do that for you. For example, Gold Town Hotel and Trading Post here in Leeds, South Dakota, they're going to have a Halloween bash at the Howling Wolf Pub. This is a new pub here in Leeds, South Dakota. It's very exciting. I know Ken very well myself. Great friend. They just moved up from Florida. They're having a Halloween bash Saturday night, October 29th, and Monday night, October 31st. I don't know if Ken's just confused and doesn't know when Halloween is, or if he's just taking Sunday off. Anyway, it's a costume contest. They have drink specials, live music. Ken is a fantastic musician. I don't know if he's going to be playing that night, but the Wolf Pack, I think that's Ken's new band. So I suppose Ken's going to be playing music. Well, anyway, stop down, 505 West Main Street, Leeds, South Dakota. Have a drink and drive safe, you guys. You know, every Halloween's the same. The cops are out there. They're looking for you ghosts and goblins that are wobbling. Well, we got a lot of things happening in the portal. For those of you that don't know, Black Hills Portal, or Black Hills Today, is a fantastic site for getting information and news. classifieds. It's a self-publishing community portal here in the Black Hills for over 75 communities. I mean, you know, normally a portal covers one community and, you know, maybe up to 100,000 or so like that. Some of the bigger cities have a couple, three, four of them. We decided to cover the whole Black Hills and see if we can make this thing go. And it's actually doing really well. We're getting over 1 million hits a month. So way to go to all the crew at blackhillstoday.com, the community portal for the Black Hills. Fantastic business directory, by the way, in the portal. I think there's over 12,000 businesses listed in there with email addresses, logos, you name it, phone numbers, fax numbers, websites. Very, very exciting. There's a real estate section in there. I see that that's getting populated pretty good. Got some real estate firms starting to put stuff in. What's really exciting about the portal, I mean, what I really like is when I go to Google and I'm looking for something in the Black Hills, something in particular, I can just type in Google and put Black Hills before it and do a search. And portal's usually on that first page with the content or the information. So if there's an event happening in the Black Hills, usually it's on the portal. Some fantastic sponsors. The Point, 88.3 FM, Christian rock for me. I like that station. Way to go. Tom Shainstead and the crew down there at 88.3. They're one of our sponsors on the portal and doing a fantastic job. By the way, I'm very jealous of Tom Shainstead. Not because he's a manager of a radio station, but because he told me he's getting a video iPod. Oh, that, Tom, let me know when it comes in. I want to see it. Well, okay. Sorry about that. I you got mail. Sorry about that. One more event here I wanted to kind of talk about and bring some people up to speed. October 27th and 28th is Black Hills Technology Expo 2005. The Technology Committee of the Black Hills Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring the second annual Black Hills Technology Expo. Last year's Technology Expo was a huge success. Many local businesses showcased their cutting-edge technologies to the Black Hills community. Past vendors include Black Hills Fibercom, Golden West Technologies, KT Connections, Black Hills Power, Howgo Broadcasting, that's KTalk, Kick, and KSky, South Dakota School Mines and Technology, RSM, McGladrey Inc., RPM and Associates, iNet Dog Inc., Mid-Continent Communications, Weiss Associates, Black Hills State Instructional Technology. I haven't heard of them. Western Communications, Western Dakota Technical Institute. And way to go, guys, over there at the Technical Institute for your capital campaign. Sounds like you're doing a pretty good job over there. KOTA Graphics, Creative Car Components, Dakota Business Center, SDN Technologies, Black Hills Health and Wellness, Office Depot, Active Data Systems, Slingsby, and Wright Eye Care, Montana Dakota Utilities, Verizon Wireless, Securitas, we're going to call them the Triple S guys. I'm serious. U.S. Postal Service, Subtle Energy and A&B Business Equipment. There's a wide range of businesses that come into the Technology Expo. We didn't make it last year. We were out of town, I believe. This year's Technology Expo will bring many more vendors from around the country to the Black Hills area. An added educational program has been included with workshops specifically geared toward issues not only affecting education technology, but business technology. A web fair has been included to demonstrate the talents of South Dakota high school students in web design related to business. The goal of the committee is to educate the local community on present and future technologies. Great. It starts October 27th at 5 p.m. They're going to have a presenter's private reception, social dinner, la la la. And then on the 28th, exhibits start. It's $5 and students for three. And it looks like the workshops and exhibits open at 9 a.m. So y'all go on down to the Civic Center and check out the new Black Hills Technology Expo in its second year. But I just want to say this to the guys that are hosting this. Hello. Hello. This is BlackHills.tv and Black Hills Today. And we've tried to work with you guys, and you don't work with us. And we're leading South Dakota in online technology with video in the portal, one of the most dynamic cold fusion portals in the nation. And we are now one of the very first in the tri-state area, four or five state area, with video going out worldwide through vlogging. And you know, we've tried to do everything we can except grovel. I'm sorry, I'm so giddy tonight, but hey guys, use us. It doesn't cost you anything. We have to post your announcements for you. We, you know, do your press releases for you. Our technology is self-help. You do it yourself. And just fair warning, that might not happen next year. So anyway, I don't know if I should have said that or not. I apologize if it sounds a little rash or harsh, but Black Hills Technology Expo, you really need to get plugged in with the technology that's here. Other things happening around the state are, okay, I lost my place again, please excuse me. Well, I wanted to put a plug in here for, and then we'll throw some mashups on, throw a little spin for Sturgis Area Arts Council. These guys are doing a great job over there in Sturgis, and they work with the portal. They put their stuff in. They're having a Halloween storytelling. Are you man or woman enough for a round of Halloween storytelling crafted especially for adults? Join the Black Hills Storytellers as they lift the veil to a dark and mysterious world. Enjoy seasonal refreshments. Embrace yourself for fiendish plots, startling confrontations with the supernatural, ghoulish humor, and meticulous attention to each gross and gory detail. This event marks the 11th annual Halloween Storytelling Celebration in Sturgis. Festivities commence 7 p.m. Friday, October 28th at the Sturgis Center for the Arts, 1100 Main Street. If you don't know where Sturgis is, world, it's just on the other side of the ridge over here. No, it's between Spearfish and Rapid City on Interstate 90. It's about 30 miles from the studio here. Anyway, let's throw in another mashup and rock on. By the way, I just love these guys. And I may have played this in an earlier podcast, but they rock. So check them out. Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. As you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you really cheated, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner, I found your credit card receipt. It's not right, but it's okay, I won't make. We'll be right back.
See, I'm moving on, and I refuse to turn back.
Well, now you know why I love them mashups. Funny thing, the other day, I just got, I guess, rib my brother a little bit. Find out if he's listening to my podcast. I listen to his. He's a motivational speaker. Hi, Bob. Say, he emailed me. And I'm going to back up just a second. He's a professional broadcaster. Big shot. And he emails me after I think he's listened to a couple of my podcasts, and he goes, what's a mashup? Bob, it's when you put carrots, beans, and potatoes in a bowl and you just mash them up. So maybe we'll start hearing some of these exciting new little mashups on his podcast. You can listen to his podcast. They're good to listen to at Prairie, one word, prairiebeaconradio.com. Well, that's, you know, kind of the end of my show. I'm right at 23 minutes, and I don't like to take them much longer than that. Just give you guys a little bit of news and information here at the early startup of BlackHillsPodcast.com, and I've got a lot to do here in the studio, and just wanted to get something on this beautiful Saturday night. It's really chilly. Got a fire going out in the other room, and I think I better go throw another log on. So I am out of here, and we'll see you later, world. Say, before I go tonight, apologize. I did sign off, and I'm coming back on. I just wanted to add this. I ran across this on Live Science Technology. It's livescience.com. It's on their technology page. And I thought this was very interesting. And I don't know how I found this when I was surfing, but ran across it. I thought it was pretty cool. And since we were talking about General Motors and Ford, you know, not standing up to the Call of Duty and creating a high-energy car. I think this is pretty cool. I don't even know where to start in this story, but it's an accidental invention. And I like creating things and inventing certain things, and I'll share that with you in the future, but this one really kind of grabbed my attention. Points to end of light bulbs. Here's the story. The main light source of the future will almost surely not be a bulb. It might be a table, a wall, or even a fork. An accidental discovery announced this week has taken LED lighting to a new level, suggesting it could soon offer a cheaper, longer-lasting alternative to the traditional light bulb. The miniature breakthrough adds a growing trend that is likely to eventually make Thomas Edison's bright invention obsolete. Ford and Chevy, pay attention. This is the happy accident. Michael Bowers, a graduate student at Vanderbilt University, was just trying to make really small quantum dots. For crying out loud, what the heck is a quantum dot? Well, you can read that on the show notes. I'll give you a link to it. Quantum dots, which are crystals generally only a few nanometers big, that's less than 1/1000th of the width of a human hair. Quantum dots contain anywhere from 100 to 1,000 electrons. They're easily excited. So am I, but that doesn't light me up. Anyway, bundles of energy. Gosh, I'm just a wet noodle tonight. And I think that's because I had a shower this evening, and I normally don't do that. So, and the smaller they are, the more excited they get. I'm 6'4". Oh, stop it. Each dot in Bauer's particular batch was exceptionally small, containing only 33 or 34 pairs of atoms. When you shine a light on quantum dots or apply electricity to them, they react by producing their own light, normally a bright, brilliant color. Well, so you need a light bulb to light a light bulb. That's not the story. You'll get it here in a second. So anyway, you shine a little bit of a light on them, and they produce more light. They react by producing their own light, normally a bright, vibrant color. But when Bauer shined a laser on his batch of dots, something unexpected happened. And now, the rest of the story. I was surprised when a white glow covered the table, Bauer said. The quantum dots were supposed to emit blue light, but instead they were giving off a beautiful white glow. Then Bauer and other students got the idea to stir the dots into polyurethane and coat a blue LED light bulb with the mix. The lumpy bulb wasn't pretty, but it produced white light similar to a regular light bulb. Here's an LED covered with goo and little nanodots. The new device gives off warm, yellowish white light that shines twice as bright and lasts 50 times longer than a standard 60-watt light bulb out of an LED. Okay, so that's the catch. Guys, there's a great story here. This is really exciting stuff. Say goodbye to your light bulbs and replacing them, and we're going to have smaller lighting fixtures, and you're going to see all kinds of things come out of this. This is just spectacular technology. Sounds like it can go commercialized very easily. I will leave a link in the show notes, but I just wanted to let you know that somebody out there is working on some technology. Those students are going to town. Way to go. So I'm out of here. Finally, my final answer. I'm out of here.